Florida parents arrested after toddler dies from fentanyl, meth ingestion. By Catherine Hamilton on May 3, 2024. Two parents are facing homicide charges after their 15-month-old baby was found dead from ingesting drugs, according to the Marion County Sheriff's Office. The parents, Daniel Miller, 48, and Kelly Starling, 37, were arrested and booked into the Marion County Jail Wednesday night, Fox 35 Orlando reported. Both are facing charges of homicide aggravated child manslaughter, and Miller is also facing a charge of fentanyl possession. The toddler, Dalton Miller, was found dead in a home on 28th Lane in Ocala on March 1, according to the report. Investigators found that the baby had died after ingesting fentanyl, methamphetamine and xylazine, a horse tranquilizer or tranq, Lieutenant Paul Bloom said during a press conference on Thursday. He's at an age where a child begins to discover the world. They're learning, they're developing. Most toddlers this age enjoy having a story read to them, playing with toys, maybe even petting a puppy, Bloom said. But Dalton, however, came into a darker world. His environment was a dark world of illicit drug use. In fact, he was born with drugs already in his system. Dalton's parents had lost custody of him because of the drugs in his system at birth, Bloom added. However, Miller was granted custody again on February 9, less than a month before the child's death. Bloom said the custody agreement forbade Starling from entering the house because of her ongoing drug use. Bloom said the Department of Children and Families has jurisdiction over family reunification. In spite of the order, Starling allegedly went to the home of February 27, Bloom said. 3 days later, Dalton was found unresponsive in their bedroom with fentanyl and other drug paraphernalia nearby, according to the report. Easy reach of the curious toddler, Bloom said. Bloom said the pair called 911 to report that Dalton was unresponsive. According to the Marion County Sheriff's Office, Miller and Starling told responders that the child had been sick, congested, and having difficulty sleeping. They allegedly told responders that they were sleeping when they awoke and noticed Dalton was not breathing. The medical examiner's office ultimately reported finding methamphetamine, fentanyl, and xylazine in the child's blood and liver, meaning he had consumed the drugs and died, Bloom said. Today, our hearts break for those that knew and loved Dalton. They're still grieving. We pray that they can find some peace in this in the coming weeks and months and years, Bloom said. This serves as a strong reminder to those that are involved in drugs. That you're not just hurting yourself, and there are victims to this. It's illegal for a reason. Both Miller and Starling have a long criminal history in Marion County. The report stated. Over the past 16 years, Starling has been arrested for drug possession, aggravated battery, attempted vehicular homicide and other drug-related charges, arrest records show. Miller has a rap sheet that dates back to the mid-90s in Marion County, with charges including possession of crack cocaine and other drugs, grand theft, driving with a suspended license, retail petty theft, battery, possession of a firearm by a convicted felon and fraudulent use of a credit card, to name a few. Both are in custody without bond, according to the report.